Delmarva Power's project to replace electric transmission towers in northern Delaware has collided with the wishes of self-proclaimed tree huggers in the village of Arden. WHYY's Chris Barish tells us more.
Lisa Wilson Riblett leads the way through her neighbor's snow-covered backyards in Arden, and we emerge at the base of a 90-foot-tall electrical tower. She stretches her arms out at her side to dramatize how Delmarva could clear-cut a 30-foot swath of land under the soaring steel tower.
Look, you have this person's backyard, you have their fence, you have all their trees, you have the foundation for the brick patio. They're talking about ripping all the way through here and leveling everything all the way down. It's disrespectful to the environment, disrespectful to the residents.
The retired educator pivots and gazes in the other direction, where another tower looms above the landscape.
There's magnificent native holly trees and native arborvitae trees. And just think of that 30-foot swath just completely mowed down.
What Wilson Riblett is so distressed about is Delmarva's planned system upgrade that would run right through Arden Town and Arden Croft, two of the three tiny municipalities in the village of Arden. Arden is a wooded enclave that's infused with and surrounded by woodlands, a place where large open spaces known as greens abound.
Our forests and our greens are all incredibly important to us, and we work really hard to get rid of invasives and to plant native trees, and hearing that they were going to level to the ground was just totally unacceptable.
Delmarva officials say the company aims to improve the power infrastructure for 13,000 customers while reducing the frequency and duration of outages. The utility plans to use galvanized steel capable of withstanding hurricane force winds and to use a design that reduces risk to birds. But it's not just the tree and plant loss that worries Arden leaders. They also had soil tests done that showed the earth under the seven towers that cut through the village are contaminated with lead. That discovery forced Delmarva to develop a remediation plan that's now being monitored by the state. But Arden has a larger goal. They want Delmarva to reroute the project to railroad tracks about a quarter mile away, outside the village. Ben Gruswitz, a professional urban planner and the village chair in Ardencroft, says it just makes sense because other sections of the transmission line are along the tracks.
There's a real opportunity now to say, why continue the conflict when you're right next to houses, when you're creating these canyons through forests, when there's a nearby pre-made canyon, essentially, for the railroad tracks, that is the way that all this transmission line infrastructure runs parallel to.
But Delmarva says such a rerouting would cost customers millions of dollars, and it's not budging. Arden Croft has since responded by banning new transmission towers through the village and passed an impact fee for ones that exist. Arden Town is poised to do the same. Delmarva officials initially agreed to an interview with WHYY News, but abruptly canceled and instead sent a statement defending the project. A spokesman said the utility is studying the new town ordinances that would prohibit the work in Arden. Gruswitz says Delmarva wants trust, but won't share its studies on alternate routes.
We're owed that, especially considering the lack of transparency that we've had over the history of dealing with them. It doesn't work for me to just have them dismiss us. They haven't established trust.
Arden is weighing legal action, but knows its opponent is an imposing force. The bottom line, Wilson Riblett said, is that Arden's land and its nearly 400 residents should not be subject to the environmental and health risks.
When you're a small village and up against Delmarva, who's a huge, huge conglomerate, they politely blow you off and they have a sea of lawyers and a sea of people. And, you know, we're just small town folk trying to protect our woods and our people and our health.
Barring any change, Delmarva plans to start the project in the spring of 2026. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.